From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The Dan River baseball team picked up a win over Alta Vista on Monday, 7-1. Trace Jones pitched to Jim for the Wildcats. He struck out 14 and allowed just one hit in a complete game. Chase DeMaxi and Ethan Glass both had two RBI in the win. Dan River is now 6-6 overall and 4-2 in the Dogwood District. The Chatham softball team beat Halifax County on Monday 7-2. Cora Ligging got the win for the Cavaliers and also drove in two runs to lead the way. The Chatham softball team is now 7-7 overall, while the loss drops Halifax County to 12-5. The Dan River softball team fell to Alta Vista yesterday 10-4. The loss drops the Wildcats to 7-6 overall and 3-2 in Dogwood District play. The Avery University men's tennis team won the ODAC Conference Championship on Sunday and has clinched a spot in the NCAA Division III tournament. Cougars defeated Washington and Lee 4-3 to win the conference championship. The win marks the first time since 2000 that Avery men's tennis will play in the NCAA tournament. The Cougars will take on Asbury in the opening round on Friday at Emory University in Atlanta. In the NBA playoffs, the New York Knicks rallied from a 15-point halftime deficit to beat the Boston Celtics in Game 1 in overtime, 108-105. Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby led the way for the Knicks with 29 points each in the win. Game 2 will be on Wednesday night. In the MLB, the Atlanta Braves beat the Cincinnati Reds 4-0 as A.J. Smith-Shawver threw a one-hitter through 8 innings for the Braves. Atlanta is now 16-18 overall. And the New York Yankees fell to the San Diego Padres last night, 4-3, as the Padres scored 4 runs in the 8th inning. The Padres are now 22-11 overall, while the Yankees fall to 19-15. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.